and can drink a state when the mud pies are in bloom. If six and six are nine, his ice comes from a mine. Then old Black Joe's an Eskimo and pork from Porcupine. A pig or cow can bark meow, but a goldfish likes to sing. I saw a frog swim up a log, but he fell and he broke his wing. I know the camel sail the sea, that we get honey from a flea, that every horse can climb a tree on the road to Mandalay.
As in worlds of butlery, maids get into muddles. Do you know that cutlery have their little fuddles? Knives and forks come out to play. Get to spooning, so they say. Here's a little story gay, straight from the knife box.
It was a joint affair, they both got in the stew. He tried to cut her, but he found it wouldn't do. He was a blade, but she was on her mettle too, at the spooning of the knife and fork. She fell for him because he looked so sharp and strong. He liked her curves, and though his thoughts were very wrong, declared that she had sex appeal in every prong. 'Twas the spooning of the knife and fork.
The truth about the matter was published by the Flatter. Then everybody knew it, and the condiments assembled for a gossip in the cruet.
I fear the rest is rather gloomy to relate. They scraped acquaintance up but had to separate, with just a cuddle on the pattern of the plate.
That's the spooning of the knife and fork. Just as Fred and Mabel spoon, being human lovers, so can any tablespoon cuddle under covers. So he asks a dainty fork if she'll meet him for a talk, and perhaps a little walk all round the knife box.
The carving knife was cutting in and got on edge. He never thought his son would skid among the veg. But stainless steel and electroplate can make a pledge, hence the spooning of the knife and fork. A pickle jar informed the lid upon the jam. Who told the mustard pot adjacent to the ham? Infatuation for a handsome monogram caused the spooning of the knife and fork.
And very soon the ladle was hinting at a cradle. A napkin listened coyly, and the table center hurried off and told it to the doily.
But woe betide, here comes the family to sup, and when they've emptied every plate and every cup, to be continued in a beastly washing up is the spooning of the knife.
And
fork. for light bacon for breakfast. Now don't it's the usual dish. The others like porridge, bananas and fries, and some folks would rather have fish. But I've got a dish of my own, the finest that I've ever known. An egg and some nam and an onion. An egg and some nam and an onion. Oh, what a sight to see, spread on a plate with a nice cup of tea. An egg and some nam and an onion. But a feast, it sounds rather a funny un. All the world over, its praise should be sung. It's better than crucian for making you young. Now what did Charles Peace eat the morn he was hung? Why an egg and some nam and an onion. Christmas Day inside the workhouse. 'Twas Christmas in our house as well. The inmates were having a party, and so a pauper jumped up with a yell. Keep your Christmas pudding, said he. There's only one thing pleases me. That's an M and some egg and an onion. An egg and some nam and an onion. Oh, what a sight to see, spread on a plate with a nice cup of tea. An egg and some nam and an onion. For a feast, it sounds rather a funny un. Without any doubt, it's the best of the bunch. You can eat it for breakfast or dinner or lunch. For what they joke, Beck, it's that sledgehammer punch. Why an egg and some nam and an onion. An egg and some nam and an onion. An egg and some nam and an onion. Oh, what a sight to see, spread on a plate with a nice cup of tea. An egg and some nam and an onion. But a feast, it sounds rather a funny un. All the world over, its praise should be sung. It's better than crucian for making you young. Now what did Charles Peace eat the morn he was hung? Why an egg and some nam and an onion.
the town where I belong, there's a most accomplished fellow. He's the leader of the village choir, and his voice is warm and mellow. He drives a balloon cart around the street, and everybody knows it. He doesn't sing or rave about his flute, he simply blows it. He's doing it all day long. It's better than any song. Though it isn't very pretty, you've got to admit it's true. So all together let it go. Eat more fruit. It certainly comes to stay. It's a treat to hear him say, hey, fruit in season plenty. There is apples, plums, and the old raspberry. Everything is fresh today. Every Friday night when work is done, he never wastes a minute. Through the village hall he hurries around, where he sings just like a linnet. To hear him blow a melody, it's great, you can't deny it. And if you've nothing else to do, I'd like you all to try it. Get ready and do it now. It's easy when you know how. Though it isn't very pretty, you've got to admit it too. So all together let it go. Eat more fruit. It certainly comes to stay. It's a treat to hear him say, hey, don't he laugh so far, me they don't. Everything is said today.
I dream all my sorrow away.
But Ida's a friend of mine, friend of mine, yes, a friend of mine. What care I if the sun don't shine while I've got fun, why not? That's the reason I feel so fine, feel so fine, yes, I feel so fine. Although Bill the Tiger's a friend of Budweiser, Budweiser's a friend of mine.
Bill Brown just been married. One night he was carried up home at the hour of one. His wife who'd retired got up and admired his beautiful, beautiful bun. She asked to detain him, her angry voice pained him. She said, where on earth did you roam? He answered, Eliza, I've been with Budweiser, I've been taking Budweiser home.
Budweiser's a friend of mine, friend of mine, yes, a friend of mine. What care I if the sun don't shine while I've got Budweiser? That's the reason I feel so fine, yes, I feel so fine. Although Bill the Kaiser's a friend of Budweiser, Budweiser's a friend of mine.
Baby, don't put no more baking powder in your bread, you see. Cause your biscuits is plenty tall enough for me. Baby, I don't want no more sugar in your jelly roll, you see. Cause your jelly roll is plenty sweet enough for me. Some men like lunch meat, and some they like so tongue. Some men don't care for biscuits, they like the doggone big fat bun. But baby, don't put no more baking powder in your bread, you see. Cause your two biscuits are plenty big enough for me. And your bread, you see, cause your biscuits is plenty tall enough for me. Baby, don't put no more sugar in your jelly roll, you see, cause your jelly roll is plenty sweet enough for me. There's some men, you know, they're straight, some crooked as a barrel of snakes. Some men don't like bunging biscuits like the doggone flat batter cake. But baby, don't put no more baking powder and your bread, you see. Cause your biscuits is plenty tall enough for me.
If you buy them once, you'll buy them again. Selling nuts, hot nuts, buy them from the peanut man. Nuts, hot nuts, anybody here want to buy my nuts? Selling nuts, hot nuts, I've got nuts for sale. They tell me your nuts is mighty fine, but I bet your nuts isn't hot as mine. Selling nuts, hot nuts, you buy 'em from the peanut man. Selling nuts, hot nuts, anybody here wanna buy my nuts? Selling nuts, hot nuts, I've got nuts for sale. And they tell me your nuts is mighty small. Best to have small nuts than no nuts at all. Selling nuts, hot nuts, you buy 'em from the peanut man. Look what you can get cheap. Only 5 cents, boys. The hottest nuts in town, selling nuts, hot nuts, you buy 'em from the peanut man. Nuts, hot nuts, anybody here wanna buy my nuts? Selling nuts, hot nuts, I've got nuts for sale. When a hog get hungry, he starts to grunt. When a man get hungry, he starts to hunt for nuts.
Peanut man. I want a bow-legged woman, that's all. I want a bow-legged woman that's tall. I'll fall in love with her right from the start, because the big fat legs are so far apart. I want a bow-legged woman right now. I want to find me a gal somehow. She's gotta be built like an old bass fiddle. Big bow legs with plenty room in the middle. Gotta be on my way to find a bow-legged woman today.
He wants a bow-legged woman.
Yeah.
He wants a bow-legged woman.
Boy, I'll fall in love with her right from the start, because the big fat legs are so far apart.
He wants a bow-legged woman.
Divine.
A bow-legged woman, that's fine.
She don't have to be no glamour gal, but she gotta have hoops like an old beer bell. Gotta be on my way to find a bow-legged woman today. I found a bow-legged woman last night.
Yeah!
And man, she was really alright. She had a solid straddle when she came into battle. I jumped dead in the saddle. You couldn't hear a rattle, and there wasn't nobody there to run and tattle. Gotta be on my way to see my bow-legged woman today. I say, my woman with big bow
legs. Will it change my ship day to night? When I come home, I feel just right. I'm gonna play my jukebox. Gonna play my jukebox. Gonna play my jukebox, cause she plays just right. I want my jukebox to play so clean. I put the nickel in my machine. I'm gonna play my jukebox. Gonna play with my jukebox. Gonna play with my jukebox, cause she plays just right. Yeah, I'm gonna play my jukebox. My jukebox looks so pretty and clean. I put a nickel in my machine and I play with my jukebox. Yeah, I do, and I play with my jukebox. I play with my jukebox, of course she plays just right. Play it again, and boy. That's what I'm talking about. Yeah. Lay your racket, boy. My jukebox plays so nice and hot. I wonder what my jukebox got. I'm gonna play with my jukebox. Gonna play with my jukebox. Gonna play with my jukebox, cause she plays just right. Play it again for me, then, boy. Yeah. Oh, shut now. Again? Yeah, I like to play my jukebox, man. When I go away, every night, I lock my jukebox tight. When I listen to my jukebox, I'm playing with my jukebox. I'm playing with my jukebox, of course she plays just right. Well, play it again, then.
Well, now, little ones, this is your Uncle Jazbo with your bedtime story of Little Red Riding Hood. Once upon a time, in the land of Ooblah-Dee, there lived a fine chick named Red Riding Hood. One day, Red's mother said, "Honey, your grandma is feeling the least, so I fixed up a real wild basket of ribs and a bottle of juice, and I'd like you to fall by her joint and lay it on her." "Crazy," said Red, and taking the basket, she took off through the woods. Yeah, she'd gone but a short distance when the wolf appeared on the scene from behind the timber. "Baby," he said, "give me some skin." "Sorry, Daddy-O," said Red, "some other time. Right now, I have to make it over to my grandma's place." "Mama, say no more," said the wolf, "I'm hip. Dig you later." So saying, he made it over to grandma's post-haste, swallowed the old lady up, disguised himself in her nightclothes, and stashed himself between the lily whites. And pretty soon, Little Red Riding Hood knocked. "Hit me again," said the wolf. "Who goes?" "It's me, Gram," said Red Riding Hood. "Mother heard you were sick, and she thought you might like to pick up on some ribs." "Wild," said the wolf. "Fall in." Red Riding Hood entered and cased the joint and said, "Hey, what a crazy pad." "Sorry I didn't have time to straighten the joint up before you got here," said the wolf. "What's in the basket?" "Same old jazz," Red said. "Baby," said the wolf, "don't put it down." "I have to," said Red. "It's getting heavy." "Okay," said the wolf. "Open the basket. I've got eyes." "I'm hip," said Red. "Grandma, what frantic eyes you have." "The better to dig you with, my dear," said the wolf. "And Grandma," said Red, "what a long nose you have." "Yeah," said the wolf, "it's a gasser." "And Grandma," said Red, "your ears are the most, to say the least." "I know my ears aren't the greatest," said the wolf. "Let's just say somebody goofed." "You know something," Red said, "I don't want to sound square, but you don't look like my grandma at all. You look like some other cat." "Baby," said the wolf, "you're flipping." "No, man," said Red, "I just dug your nose again, and it's the most. I don't want to come right out and ask to see your card, but where's my grandma?" "Your grandma is gone," said the wolf. "You're right," said Red, "she is the swinginest, but where is she?" "She cut out," said the wolf. "Don't hand me that jazz," said Red. Whereupon the wolf leapt out of bed and began chasing her about the room. Little did he know that the wolf season had opened that day, but a passing hunter was hip, and he came on with an axe and dispatched the wolf forthwith. "Dad," said Red gratefully, "your timing was like the end, you know?" And so it was.
See myself,
sing Polly Wally Doodle all the day.
My Sally am a lovely girl,
sing Polly Wally Doodle all the day.
Fare thee well, fare thee well, fare thee well, my fairy fay.
Oh, I'm off to Louisiana for to see Miss Susiana, singing Polly Wally Doodle all the day.
For myself, she am a maiden fair,
sing Polly Wally Doodle all the day.
With laughing eyes and curly hair,
sing Polly Wally Doodle all the day.
Fare thee well,
fare thee well,
fare thee well, my fairy fay.
Oh, I'm off to Louisiana for to see Miss Susiana, singing Polly Wally Doodle all the day.
Oh, I came to a river and I couldn't get across,
sing Polly Wally Doodle all the day.
And I jumped upon it for I thought he was a horse,
sing Polly Wally Doodle all the day.
Fare thee well,
fare thee well, fare thee well, my fairy fay. Oh, I'm off to Louisiana for to see Miss Susiana, singing Polly Wally Doodle all the day.
Oh, a grasshopper sitting on a railroad track,
sing Polly Wally Doodle all the day.
A pick in his teeth with a carpet tack,
sing Polly Wally Doodle all the day.
Fare thee well,
fare thee well,
fare thee well, my fairy fay.
Oh, I'm off to Louisiana for to see Miss Susiana, singing Polly Wally Doodle all the day.
Behind the barn, down on my knees,
sing Polly Wally Doodle all the day.
I thought I heard a chicken sneeze,
sing Polly Wally Doodle all the day.
Fare thee well,
fare thee well,
fare thee well, my fairy fay.
Oh, I'm off to Louisiana for
to see Miss Susie Anna singing Holly Wally Doodle all the day.
He sneezed so hard with a coping cough,
sing Polly Wally Doodle all the day.
He sneezed his head and his tail right off,
sing Polly Wally Doodle all the day.
Farewell, well, farewell, well, farewell, my fairy fay.
Oh, I'm off to Louisiana for to see Miss Louisiana singing Polly Wally Doodle all the day.
In the tree.
The festive winkle has its little bungalow in a puddle at the bottom of the sea.
Yes, Daddy, but here's the thing that scientists can never tell. Whenever a winkle crawls into its winkle shell, why does the winkle always turn to the right?
Turn to the right?
Yes, turn to the right.
Why does a winkle going upstairs at night put his little nighty on and turn to the right?
Tail first, he wriggles up to bed with his front door stuck right on his head.
Why does the winkle always turn to the left when he comes down to breakfast in the morning? The answer is the winkle shell turns to the right. If it shall turn to the left, as sure as sin.
Oh, although you poke the winkle with your pin all right, you would never get him out. You'd screw him in.
So nature that put whiskers on the walruses made one-way traffic winkles and the chorus is... The winkle going upstairs at night put his little nightie on and turn to the right.
Hey, first, he wriggles up to bed with his front door stuck right on his head.
Why does the winkle always turn to the left when he comes down to breakfast in the morning?
All right. Well, good morning, good afternoon, and or good evening, or whatever, what have you. Me, KBC, you, listener, this Bitslap. And welcome to Volume 12 of Surface Noise Theater, also known as Better Living at 78 RPM. And we started out with something called The Lunatic's Lullaby. That was the Seven Wild Men, also known as Harry Reaser and his orchestra. Would you want people to know that was you? All right, I rest my case. Following that, Mr. Flotsam and Mr. Jetsam, Spooning of the Knife and the Fork. Too much information, thank you. Ernie Main, after that, from 1924, an egg. Actually, it's spelled weirdly. And naneg, and apostrophe egg, and some nanam, naam, and some na-onion. That was Ernie Main, stumbling his way through that one. Every night, I Bring Her Frankfurter Sandwiches was Al Lenz and his orchestra. The Raspberry King, after that, Jack Hodges. Everything is Fresh Today. I've also heard that called Eat More Fruit. Billy Murray and probably either the Premier Quartet or the American Quartet. And Budweiser is a friend of mine. Bo Carter, your biscuits are big enough for me. Too much information. Lil Johnson after that, Hot Nuts. Bull Moose Jackson, I Want a Bow-Legged Woman. Yeah! Followed by Roy Green, Play My Jukebox. Jazzbo Collins featuring Steve Allen on the piano, Red Riding Hood, Polly Wally Doodle. Coming back at you from your childhood. You forgot about that one, didn't you? That was Raymond Newell from 1930. And we finished that set up with the two Gilberts. Not one, but two. And why does a Winkle always turn to the left? Good question. So we got a bunch of 78s for you today, as you can probably see. Want to let you know that last week's BitSlap got held up by technical difficulties. You may have gotten it by now, and you may not. It's out there somewhere. Don't worry, we're trying to fix that stuff. They have their hands full with the marathon, and they've got a shitload of other problems with the transmitter, etc. So this is a good time to think about maybe what your extra money can do for FMU. So you think about that while you're listening to these songs, and I'll be back and we'll talk about it.
There's a funny melody, it's a pretty melody. Someone brought it over from across the sea. Ever since the day it came, I have tried to learn its name. What's it all about? Maybe you can help me out. It goes like this, la 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 la. It goes like this, dee 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 dee. Then it goes, die dee dee die die. Then it goes, do 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 do. Right in the middle of the doggone thing, everyone begins to sing, ta da da da. It goes like this, ta-da-da-da, it goes like that. What can the name of it be? It goes like this, do-do-do, 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 do-do-do. Oh, what a funny melody. Everybody that you meet, all the kiddies in the street, they all know this little melody so sweet. It's a catchy little air, you can hear it everywhere. Ask a man who knows, and I'll tell you how it goes. It goes like this. It goes like this. Then it goes. Then it goes. Right in the middle of the doggone thing, everyone begins to sing. It goes like this. It goes like that. What can the name of it be? It goes like this. Oh, what a funny melody. It goes like this. La 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 la. It goes like this. Dee 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 dee. Then it goes. And it goes. Right in the middle of the doggone thing, everyone begins to sing. Ta-da-da-da, it goes like this. Ta-da-da-da, it goes like that. What can the name of it be? Then it goes. Ta-da-da-dum, ra-da-dum, ra-da-dum, ra-da-dum. Oh, what a funny melody. Dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee.
1 minute Dixie and a two beat.
Mountain when she comes, she be coming round that mountain when she comes, she be coming round that mountain, gonna come way round that mountain, gonna come way round that mountain when she comes. We will all be playing Dixie when she comes, gonna all be playing Dixie when she comes. Oh, we all be playing Dixie for our Trixie on a be playing a Dixie when she comes. Oh, come. Gonna play that jazz till the day breaks. Wait, gonna play the jazz till the day breaks. When she comes, oh, she'll be wearing pink pajamas when she comes.
When she comes,
she'll be wearing pink pajamas when she comes.
Where will be Bobo?
She'll be wearing pink pajamas.
Monty, be Bobo.
Monty,
be Bobo. Monty, be Bobo. Robbie Brown.
Chinatown. There I sat in a Chinese hat with black men, yellow and brown. Blinky Blinky Blue said, quietness please, Packy Packy Poo will sing. And music bright and gay in an oriental way was played by Ling Ling Fling. Chanky Chewy sat next to me, smoking his long pipe. To me he said, it's winter time, as your nose is red and ripe. Blinky Blinky Blue said, order please, then he shouted with a strain. My friend is Packy Woo, I'm so pleased to tell you, we'll start to sing again.
The judge was all attention. He was sleeping all the while. That poor boy was a rich cashier. His good friends, they were bad. The bank he worked for had no funds, and he stole every cent they had. When down the aisle that walked a wreck, an old man bent with years. He tried to speak, but all in vain, and his words rang out clear. That villain is our only son we've had. And all his brothers, they were good, but he was always bad. And long before that wreck was born, he was our pride and joy. I don't know what he's here for, but kindly hang my boy. End of Act First. Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of the management, I wish to thank you for your liberal patronage here this evening, and to announce that tomorrow night, starting with the matinee, we will produce East Lynn, with pleasing specialties between each act. Our headliner will be Chuck, the human face chicken. As there is only one Wednesday next week, we will give our Saturday matinee then. Each lady, while leaving the theater, will be presented with a souvenir, a beautiful Santa Cole. We carry special scenes for this production of East Lynn. I would be pleased to bring it out here and show it to you, but our property man has it locked up in his dress suitcase. I am very sorry to say that he has been off the water wagon for some time now. He is laboring under an impression that because a camel can work 8 days without drink, a man can drink 8 days without work, so it does not pay to be a goldfish. We will now proceed with the last act of the drama, thanking you. The bank was robbed, the old man said, when the sun was far at sea, and judge is just as clear as mud, the villain must be he. Think judge of the families that never saw the bank. They all have lost their savings. They have nice tons of bank. A scream ran through the courtroom. A woman staggered in. She scarcely weighed 800 pounds. Her face was drawn and thin. She fell exhausted in a chair and fainted with a sigh. And says, judge, I'm his mother. And the villain, he had eyes. My son, the old man cried. Forgive me for it all. It was your mother robbed that bank, a bank she never saw. The courtroom seemed to vanish then. I heard the clock strike four. I found I had been dreaming and was sleeping on the floor.
We live in a big apartment house with 18 elevators and butlers and anxious shelter men and 15 million waiters. You can't slide down the banister, a project on the floor. Ma says it's very elegant. But I like the house next door, 'cause there's a little girl lives in there, and she's just as big as me. She's got the grandest yellow dog and a kitten kit full of fleas. She rides up on the dumbwaiter, and she don't wear button-up clothes. But you see, her pa is a janitor. And goodness only knows, I wish my pa was a janitor man. Then I could run for beer with a nice tin can and sample all the goodies that the grocer brings. Dig into the ash cans and fry my things. I wouldn't have to ride in a smelly automobile for an ice wagon ride. I'm wild. Why was I born with a grocer for a pa when I want to be a janitor's child? The janitor's child next door buys hokey pokey from a guineas. I eat my cream with a plate and spoon, so it's not the soil he's skinny. We go to Europe once a year, but the little girl next door can go to Coney Island twice a week and sometimes more. I have to eat what's good for me. My milk is plasterized. My bread comes all rolled in papers and my eggs is caramelized. My nurse is antiseptic and my clothes is hard and firm. If I grow up to be 18, I'm going to eat a germ. And I wish my pa was a janitor man, then I could run for beer with a nice tin can and sample all the goodies that the grocer brings. Dig into the ash cans and fry my things. I wouldn't have to ride in a smelly automobile for an ice wagon ride. I'm wild. Why was I born with a grocer for a pa when I want to be a janitor's child?
This argument I have daily, the blonde and the brunette lady. This argument I have daily,
the blonde and the brunette ladies speaking candidly. They don't interest me. You can take your blonde and brunette away and give me the redhead girl every day. Oh, it is the redhead, redhead. Oh, that is what I said. Just give me the
redhead, redhead.
I must get your redhead before I die. I traveled to many countries and studied with three young ladies. The blonde is nearly false beauty. The whole world can see it plainly. They keep their hair dyed using peroxide. I don't care what the people say. I rather the redhead kill every day. Oh, it is the
redhead, redhead.
Oh, that is what I said. Just give me the
redhead, redhead.
I must get the redhead before I die. Them is a puzzle. Today they are dark as ever. Tomorrow they become ginger. It is critical, too artificial. So don't be mad when you hear me say, I rather the redhead girl every day. Oh, it is
redhead, redhead.
Oh, that is what I said. Just give me the
redhead. Redhead, redhead.
I must get your redhead. To speak of the red hair lady, a woman of natural beauty, she keeps to that natural fashion, no changes to cause attraction. She appeals to me. It's the last thing I have to say. Hand me the redhead girl every day. So it is the
redhead, redhead.
Oh, that is what I said. Just give me the
redhead, redhead.
I must get the redhead before I die.
Hello, Central. Say, I want to talk to my son. Eh? My son. Yes, he's here in New York City. Been here a year and a half. Number? Oh, just one. All the rest are gals. What? His number? Whose? My son's? Heaven's a bitsy. He ain't in jail, is he? What's that? Information? What about? Oh, his name is John Jackson. 1500 West 86th Street. What's that? H.O.J. Harlem. Who's that? Oh, that's probably the man he works for. Hello? Hello? Who's this? Oh, Central. Got back to you, have we? Well, say, Central. I want to talk with Mr. H.O.J. Harlem. Hello? Is this Mr. Harlem? Oh, this is you, is it, John? Hello, John. Say, this is me. Dad. Say, John, where was you last night? Didn't see nothing of you around the depot. Today? No, I come yesterday. Didn't you get the letter? I looked everywhere for you when I got off the cars, but there was an awful crowd around the depot. I guess there's something going on in New York last night. Eh? Oh, I didn't get here till way long in the middle of the night, about 9:30. Oh, I'm here at the hotel. The hotel. H-O-T-E-L-L. Which one? What is the two? Well, this is the one right across the road from the depot. The name of it? I don't know. Wait a minute. Hold the line. Say, Captain, what's the name of this hotel? The Belmont. Hello, John. Say, this hotel is the Belmont. And say, John, it's a pretty fancy place, ain't it? I guess they give me the spare room. What's that? Baggage? Oh, I just got the little green trunk. Check? No, sirree. I've got it right with me. And say, John, I come pretty near losing it. There was a little military fella there with a red cap on that grabbed it as soon as I got off the car and started off with it. But I took after him. I catched him and gave him a good talking to. Yes, sir. And say, John, I brought you down a rooster. A rooster. Yeah, full-blood Plymouth Rock rooster. What? Oh, I've got him up in my room. Yeah. They weren't going to let me bring him in first. And say, John, you bring down a little corn in your pocket when you come. They ain't got none here at the hotel. He had up all that brought with me. Ah, he's a beauty, you say. You ought to hear him crow about 5:30 this morning. Woke up all the folks in the hotel, I guess, to the sound. What's that? Oh, you'll be right down in your fort. All right. How's Millie and the baby? That's good. You tell Millie I've got a mince pie for her in my trunk. Mother? Oh, she's all right. I left her smart to whip, making mincemeat and blackberry jam pickles. All right. We'll be out on the piazza waiting for you, me and the rooster. Goodbye.
In these days of indigestion, it is oftentimes a question as to what to eat and what to leave alone. For each microbe and bacillus has a different way to kill us, and in time they always claim us for their own. There are germs of every kind in any food that you can find in the market or upon the bill of fare. Drinking water's just as risky as the so-called deadly whiskey, and it's often a mistake to breathe the air. Some little bug is going to find you someday. Some little bug will sneak behind you someday. Then he'll send for his bug friend, and all your earthly trouble ends. Some little bug is going to find you someday. Take a slice of nice fried onion, and you're fit for Dr. Munyon. Apple dumplings kill you quicker than a train. Chew a cheesy midnight rabbit, and the grave you'll soon inhabit. To eat at all is such a foolish game. Eating huckleberry pie is a pleasing way to die, while sauerkraut brings on softening of the brain. When you eat banana fritters, every undertaker titters, and the casket makers nearly go insane. Some little bug is going to find you someday. Some little bug will sneak behind you someday. Eating juicy sliced pineapple makes the sexton dust the chapel. Some little bug is going to find you someday. Some little bug is going to find you someday. Some little bug will sneak behind you someday. Eat some salt, they call it chili. On your breast they'll place a lily. Some little bug is going to find you someday.
Have you ever heard about the Wibbly Wobbly Wonk? Well, just in case you've not, I'll tell you on the spot. The Wibbly Wobbly Wonk is only just another way of saying that the boys are out upon the holiday. Notice half a dozen men peddled out upon the spree. In half a dozen minutes they are full of jolly tea. And they all walk the wibbly wobbly walk. All talk the wibbly wobbly talk. All wear wibbly wobbly ties and wink at all the pretty girls with wibbly wobbly eyes. Oh, they all smile the wibbly wobbly smile when the day is dawning. And all through the wibbly wobbly walk they get a wibbly wobbly feeling in the morning. Seaside health resort, you see some gay old dogs who once slept on the spawn and knew the taste of porn. Their feet are tidy bundled and you know without a doubt their virtues are rewarded with a bad attack of gout. The band is playing on the pier but they don't care a jot. They know it's quite impossible to do the turkey trot. So they all walk the wibbly wobbly walk. All talk the wibbly wobbly talk. All wear wibbly wobbly ties and wink at all the pretty girls with wibbly wobbly eyes. Oh, they all smile the wibbly wobbly smile when the day is dawning. And all through the wibbly wobbly walk they get a wibbly wobbly feeling in the morning. Oh, they all smile the wibbly wobbly smile when the day is dawning. And all through the wibbly wobbly walk they get a wibbly wobbly feeling in the morning.
A very pathetic song and title. I never heard Father laugh so much before. Come on, my lad. He's all right. What's the matter with Father? My father is a gay old dog. He likes his bit of sport. And one night at the party there were girls of every sort. Inside the parlor games they played the merry times of that. They played at hiding buttons when someone turned out the gas. Oh, I never heard Father laugh so much before. They were looking for buttons all about the floor. When a cheeky girl called Maudie Rose started cutting them off his clothes, and I never heard Father laugh so much before. What's the matter with Father? He's all right. Auntie Jane went bathing by the sea, the silly elf. The bathing costume Auntie wore was one she'd made herself. To see her bathing in the sea, the family all went. When Auntie and her 18 stone came out of the bathing tent, oh, I never heard Father laugh so much before. When he spotted the bathing dress that Auntie wore, she'd made one out of a Union Jack with the stars and stripes all over the back, and I never heard Father laugh so much before. What's the matter with Father? He's all right. What's the matter with Father? One day around the monkey's cage we all were at the zoo. Mother said to Father, look, there's one in there like you. Father said, so dignified, those words I cannot stand. When one old monkey smiled at him and shook him by the hand, oh, I never heard Father laugh so much before. One of the monkeys there began to roar. Look what's just come up by train, his Uncle John come home again, and I never heard Father say his prayers before. What's the matter with Father? He's all right. What's the matter with Father? My father's fond of scouting and his heart is full of glee when he's amongst the bathing bands down by the silvery sea. To see him gazing round them all would fairly make you smile. One day outside a bathing van he stayed there for a while, and I never heard Father laugh so much before. He was peeping through a hole upon the door when a girl in there from Peckham Rye poked her finger in his eye, and I never heard Father say his prayers before. What's the matter with Father? He's all right. What's the matter with Father? Well, poor old Father.
Rock away! Rock away! What's the matter, Nancy? Is the house on fire?
It might burn down for all you know about it. It's time for the folks to come to the party. I do believe they're coming now.
Well, let them come. They're welcome. I don't know how the thunder fell to sleep with them children making all the noise of them toys. Nancy, where's my boots?
Merry Christmas and a happy new year.
Wonder what in the thunder's in my boots. Well, I'll be turning to the kitten getting cold to sleep in it.
Well, did you ever hear such a racket? Oh, Slim hit me in the eye.
Well, now let me see. I guess you're more scared than hurt. Just put a snowball on it for a minute and it'll be all right.
Say, Uncle Josh, can't we play some games?
Well, I guess it's how you see it.
Well, let's all play the needle's eye.
All right, play needle's eye.
The needle's eye is just a fly that went as far as it goes. Many a round that you have taken, but now she has taught you.
Well, Si has got to kiss Nancy.
Now then, let's have some singing.
Ring the bells of heaven, there is joy today for a soul returning from the wild.
Glory, glory, how the angels sing. Glory, glory, how the love hearts ring. Ring the bells of heaven, ring the joys today. Angels swell the glad triumphant praise.
Well, goodbye. And Merry Christmas to every one of you. Merry Christmas.
Snow, when are you falling? Snow, snow, none of your stalling. Autumn's gone and winter's here. It's just about the time of year, you know, for a beautiful snow. Fall, fall, quiet and pretty. Fall all over the city. Cover every country lane. A month ago you might have been rain, but oh, be a beautiful snow. I've got a lot of jingle bells from last summer's carousels. And I've got a friend who'll lend me a sleigh. All that I need is a blanket of white. Baby and I will go riding tonight. Cuddling, huddling, kissing the frost away. Snow, snow, when are you falling? Snow, snow, none of your stalling. No one's gonna mind the cold. And everywhere the young and old will go for your heavenly show. Come on and snow, snow, beautiful, wonderful snow. I've got a lot of jingle bells from last summer's carousels. And I've got a friend who'll lend me a sleigh. All that I need is a blanket of white. Baby and I will go riding tonight. Cuddling, huddling, kissing the frost away. Snow, snow, when are you falling? Snow, snow, none of your stalling. No one's gonna mind the cold. And everywhere the young and old will go for your wonderful show. Come on and snow, snow, beautiful, wonderful snow.
Starting today, today being the 4th, it's Mardi Gras week, or Mardi Gras day. By the time you hear this, you'll have missed it. Life goes on. But meanwhile, the FMU Marathon is going on. More about that in a second. Let's get you caught up. We heard from Leslie Saroni. It goes like this. Red Ingle and the Natural Seven, coming around the mountain. The Yodeling Chinaman was George Van Dusen from 1931. Walter Cahill, a little bit of drama. Irene Franklin, that's her voice. I Want to Be a Janitor's Child. There's another song somewhere floating around I heard, and she sounds the same, so it's not something weird. Well, maybe it is, but that's for another show. We heard from Lord Kitchener and the Redhead. Old Country Fiddler on the telephone was Charles Ross Taggart. Some Little Bug Is Gonna Find You Someday from Roy Atwell. Fred Elliott from 1913, The Wibbly Wobbly Walk. And from 1912, we heard Billy Williams, I Never Heard Father Laugh So Much Before, followed by Laughing Cal Stewart. I wonder if that was his father. Laughing Cal Stewart, 1907, Christmas Time at Punkin Center. And A Poke in the Face with a Sharp Stick, Bobby Wayne, Snow, Snow, Beautiful Snow. If you're in the Northeast, you know what the fuck I'm talking about. Enough is enough. We had some the other day. Right now where I'm sitting, it looks like we're due here in this area between 6 to 10 inches. That's been dropping, so I don't know. It may be less. Let's pray, shall we? Okay. Amen. All right, so that's it for this week. I got one more for you. It's a two-parter, so we'll hear that. And then also I want to remind you that it is FMU Marathon Week. The problems they've been having with their transmitter underscore the need for support. You know, you missed out on your bit slap, or it's been late because of technical difficulties, which leads back to what we need, which is support in terms of money. I'm sorry, but it works out to that. So go to the webpage. You may be listening to this after the marathon ends, which ends on the 9th. I hope you have pledged already. If not, you can go ahead anytime during the year if you're catching this late. The webpage is full of portals to the donation page. So do that, and I will thank you, and they will thank you, and we will continue doing this till the end of time. In the meantime, have a good week. Please shovel the snow. Get it out of here.
Careful, boys. Let him down lightly now. Straighten his legs out, boys. Careful now. Don't drop him. Mind his head. There he goes. Poor Roy. Lately there's nothing but trouble, grief and strife. There's not much attraction about this blooming life. Last night I dreamt I was blinking well dead. The day of the funeral I jolly well said. Look at the flowers, blooming great orchid, ain't it grand to be blooming well dead. Look at the coffin, blooming great handle, ain't it grand to be blooming well dead. I felt so happy to think that I popped off. I said to a bloke with a nasty aching cough, look at the black hearse, blooming great horses, ain't it grand to be blooming well dead. Look at the bearers, all in a frock coat, ain't it grand to be blooming well dead. Look at that top hat, polished with Guinness, ain't it grand to be blooming well dead. Some people there were praying for my soul. I said it's the first time that I've been off the dole. Look at the doctor, blooming old hay bag, ain't it grand to be blooming well dead.
John Brown's body lies a-moaning in the grave, but his soul goes marching off.
Look at the children, blooming excited, ain't it grand to be blooming well dead. Look at the neighbors, blooming delighted, ain't it grand to be blooming well dead. Spend the insurance, I murmured for a lack. You know that I shan't be with you going back. Look at the missus, blooming well laughing, ain't it grand to be blooming well dead.
You know, you folks down there feel sorry for me. But you've no need to. I'm having the time of my life. All my drinks free, and you ain't seen nothing like the mermaids up here. This is the life. Ah, well, I better do a bit of practice on me harp. Must be Scotch strings, these you won't give. I can't play this blooming harp. Let's have a blow on one of them dear golden trumpets. Ah, that's better. Sounds more like it anyway. Look at the brokers. Blooming well grumbling. Ain't it grand to be blooming well dead? Look at the people. Drinking me whiskey. Ain't it grand to be blooming well dead? We come from clay and we all go back, they say. So don't throw a brick. It might be your Auntie May. Look at the mourners. All of them sozzled. Ain't it grand to be blooming well dead? Look at the parson. Collar on backwards. Ain't it grand to be blooming well dead? Look at the curate. Blooming well fed up. Ain't it grand to be blooming well dead? Into the old cemetery we made our way. The grave-digging bloke had to move the sods away. Look at the grave. Blooming great old. Ain't it grand to be blooming well dead? Look at me schoolmates. Blooming well giggling. Ain't it grand to be blooming well dead? Look at the earthworm. Blooming well wriggling. Ain't it grand to be blooming well dead? All my old chinas, I saw them standing round. I said as they slowly lowered me in the ground. Look at the tombstone. Blooming great angels. Ain't it grand to be blooming well dead? Now it's all over. Look at them scarpering. Ain't it grand to be blooming well dead? Look at the weather. Blooming well raining. Ain't it grand to be blooming well dead? Then I awoke with a shocking sort of start. I found me in bed with the missus, bless her heart. She said, get up, you lazy dog, for it's gone 8 o'clock. I couldn't see the sweep of fog, but I said, all right, doc, I brought the milk in. Baby was screaming. Ain't it grand to be blooming well dead? Look at the papers. Still got the beer sack. Here I wish I was blooming well dead.